Hi, I'm Madeline Sheps, and I'm so glad that you've joined us for another weekday meditation. 5 days a week, my pastor, Chuck Allen, will engage you with a simple yet powerful time that includes a bit of scripture, gratitude, prayer, and quietude, all easily guided and simple to follow. So settle in, find a place to chill, and discover peace and direction with my friend, Pastor Chuck Allen.
Thanks for that introduction, Madeline, and thanks for joining me for another weekday meditation in this day five in our series of dreams and goals. Goals and dreams. I think most of us have a desire to succeed in life. I mean, I don't know anybody that woke up this morning and thought, I can't wait to be mediocre. We want to chase dreams and be better off than where we started. All of us do. And even though we have that desire, many of us struggle to succeed in our day-to-day life, at home, at work, in our faith. And I've learned that there are a lot of us that fall short of success because we haven't defined it. A friend of mine was doing a devotion in our staff meeting yesterday, and his name is Bobby McGraw, just a really bright guy. And he said, you know, one of the things that has been a guiding light for his life is that specific prayers, they result in specific answers. Well, I believe specific goals result in specific results. I think the Lord really desires for us to be specific because He gives us specific instruction. So for us to be able to succeed wildly, I think we have to get past the fact that many of us are either too fearful or too prideful to ask for help. And yet the Lord says, come to me and I will give you wisdom. You know, success comes from doing things daily that get you toward the goal. From people who might be challenging for you to keeping going in suffering in times that are difficult and ultimately following God's desire and principles for your life. If you're not on the road to success, I guess one of the questions I would say is, boy, do you think God might have a word for you to help you? So today, before we meditate, I wanted to throw a few Bible verse hand grenades at you and let you try to live with these. In Ecclesiastes 4, two people are better off than one, for they can help each other succeed. If one person fails, the other can reach out and help, but someone who falls alone is in real trouble. The Bible speaks to the fact that we have need for other people as we chase our dreams. Over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 16, ask the Lord to bless your plans and you will be successful in carrying them out. That we're to come to the Lord and our plans are to mirror His desire for our life. In Proverbs again, in chapter 15, refuse good advice and watch your plans fail. Take good counsel and watch them succeed. There are godly people around us that need to speak into and breathe into these plans that they might ensure that we're on the right track. Over in the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 10, using a dull axe requires great strength, so sharpen the blade. That's the value of wisdom. It helps you succeed. Taking time for quietude and solitude to sharpen your axe is a critical element. And then in the book of Proverbs again in chapter 20, get good advice and you will succeed. Don't go charging into battle without a plan. We need a plan, and the way we start is quietude and solitude and hearing from the voice of God. So join me in this prayer. God, today would you lay out our plan? Would you give us crystal clear direction about one step and then another? God, would you give us wisdom to understand what is the next best decision that I need to make? And then would you grant me wisdom as we attempt to hear and sense and know what you have directed us to do? So my friend, let's start our time of meditation and draw in a few deep breaths so that we can separate our time from the noise of this world and the quietude of stepping into God's presence. Let's breathe. You ready? This time when you breathe in, I invite you to just send that fresh air and send that encouragement and blessing and life to the part of your soul that needs it most. Hold it and then press out and force that breath out. And as you press that breath out, then press out the negativity and the doubt and the anxiety that resides in most of our souls. Let's breathe. You ready? And now I invite you, friend, to take a few minutes and tell the Lord two things that you're grateful for right now. I know that when we're grateful for what we have is more than enough. And so as we seek our dreams and goals, let's start with what we're grateful for. Lord, today I am grateful for, and then fill in two things. And now come to the Lord and tell him, Lord, I am so grateful that you have done blank in my life this week. Tell the Lord you're grateful. And now come to the Lord on behalf of someone else and say, Lord, I know they're chasing dreams and goals as well, but Lord, would you reach into the life of, and then fill in that blank and give them an encouraging and desperate word today. And now I want to give you 90 seconds just to stop with pure quietude and solitude and hear, feel, sense, and know the voice of God in your life. Join me as we meditate. I'll mind the time, and I'll be back with you in just a while. And I'm back, and so grateful that you've had a time of quietude and solitude. I trust you've been encouraged and blessed this week as we have worked our way through some goals and dreams and times of meditation. I cannot encourage you to do this enough. One, would you share weekdaymeditation.com on your social media networks? If these have been a blessing to you in any way, imagine how many more people might be blessed by this. And also, secondly, if you haven't already, would you subscribe to Weekday Meditations on your favorite podcast platform? It's simple to do, even over at iTunes inside their podcast platform. Just search for Weekday Meditation. And thanks so much. I am so blessed that you would join us, and I'm so grateful for you. Have the greatest, greatest day. God bless you. Bye now.
Thanks, Pastor Chuck, and thank you for joining us, and be sure to share these meditations through your social media accounts and tag them #weekdaymeditation. You can also subscribe to Weekday Meditations on iTunes. Thanks again for joining us. Pastor Chuck will return with another Weekday Meditation tomorrow. Bye now.